بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: لا حسد إلا في اثنتين، رجل آتاه الله القرآن فهو يقوم به آناء الليل وآناء النهار، ورجل آتاه الله مالا فهو ينفقه آناء الليل وآناء النهار. متفق عليه. والآناء الساعات. Continue with the chapter which deals with the virtue of the tilawat of the Quran and developing an association and attachment with the Quran and acquiring the knowledge of the Quran. This hadith in some previous chapter some time back passed, however, because the subject matter is also pertinent to what we are currently discussing, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah once again brings this hadith. In this hadith, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we see the deep insight and wisdom of our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to what we call the human psyche. Allah has designed us in a certain way that instinctively we have what is within us, we have what we call a competitive spirit. And this is an essential requirement for our lives in this world. Competitive in this sense that we see somebody is blessed with something and instinctively, illa mashallah, you desire the same thing that that person has. Now this desire that enters the heart when you see someone is blessed with something, we have to be very careful with regards to that, because there is also an element of negativity. Somebody is blessed with something that you desire. When you look at that and you desire it, it can become jealousy, or what we call hasad. Now if we break this emotion of hasad down, it's necessary for us to do that, for us to understand the subject matter of this particular hadith. If we break this emotion of hasad down, ulama ikram, they describe hasad like this, or jealousy, that you want the next person to lose what he has and you want to gain it. And this is something that is totally haram and prohibited in Shariat. Because first and foremost, we have to understand somebody is blessed with something. Maybe he reads the Quran beautifully, or he is very wealthy, whatever it is. You desire what he has. Iman teaches us how did he get whatever he's got. It's no personal achievement of his. It is the distribution of Allah. All goodness, all benefit that anyone has comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is la ilaha illallah. So when you are getting upset by something good that someone else has, you want him to lose it, you want to gain it yourself. He didn't gain it on his own accord. He was given to it by Allah. It is Allah's decision. It is Allah's distribution. You are getting upset, you are filled with rage, you are filled with envy, you are filled with jealousy. You have to understand, your problem essentially is not with that person. Your problem is with Allah. أَمْ تَحْسُدُونَ أَمْ يَحْسُدُونَ عَلَى مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, what is wrong with you? Are you going to make hasad over that which Allah gave that person out of His grace? Your problem and your objection essentially is with Allah. So this is why hasad is an absolutely dangerous emotion. It's something that we have to be very, very careful about. It is also very destructive and harmful. Allah Ta'ala teaches us in the Quran to invoke Allah's rububiyat and seek protection from hasad. Allah says, مِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ. Min sharri hasidin idha hasad. The most beautiful incident in the Quran, Ahsan al-Qasas, the incident of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, إني رأيت أحد عشر كوكبا والشمس والقمر رأيتهم لي ساجدين. يا أبتي لا تقصص رؤياك على إخوتك فيكيدوا لك كيدا إن الشيطان للإنسان عدو مبين. Yusuf alayhi salam sees a beautiful dream, relates it to his father Yaqub alayhi salam, and immediately, what is the fear in the heart of Yaqub alayhi salam? That if Yusuf alayhi salam's brothers come to know about this, they are going to be filled with jealousy and they might want to harm him. So at that time, Yaqub alayhi salam invokes, ask Yusuf alayhi salam, la taqsus ruyaka, don't mention this, don't mention this to your brothers. Why? Hasad. First crime in humanity, first human being that was killed, Qabil kills his brother Habil. What is behind it? Hasad, jealousy. His sacrifice was accepted, his wife is more beautiful, Qabil desired the same woman, etc. So this is an absolutely destructive emotion. Destructive in one sense, that you will harm somebody. Destructive in a second sense to yourself, spiritually, because your objection is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to be very, very careful about that. Yet, if you look at this hadith, why I am mentioning all this is for us to contextualize and appreciate what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us in this hadith. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu narrates from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la hasada illa fitnatain. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is no jealousy. In other words, jealousy is haram. It's prohibited. Not allowed. It is destructive. But there are two things where you are allowed to become jealous. La hasada illa fitnatain. This is literal translation. Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that so far as these two things are concerned, hasad, which is such a destructive thing. The first murder occurred because of it. The brothers of Yusuf alayhi wa sallam turned against him because of it, according to Quran. On a daily basis we see its harm. Yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, and you are objecting to the taqdeer of Allah in hasad. Yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying it's permissible. La hasada illa fitna. In these two things it's permissible. So, first interpretation of this, ulama kiram mentioned, they say that here hasad doesn't actually mean hasad. It means one type of hasad. What is that type? In Arabic the term given to it is ghibta. The closest English translation to that is envy. Now what's the difference in shari'i terminology between hasad and ghibta, or jealousy and envy? The most basic, simple explanation that ulama kiram give of this is they say hasad is where you desire what the next person has to his detriment. You want him to lose it, you want to gain it. You want him to be harmed and you want to prosper. That is totally forbidden and haram and not allowed in any circumstance. Ghibta is one branch of hasad, of jealousy, like we said, envy, where you desire a bounty enjoyed by someone else without hoping that he be deprived. In other words, mashallah, what a good thing he has, if only Allah would give me that also. That, ulama ikram say, is what is referred to in this hadith, where the word hasad is used. It doesn't actually mean hasad, it means ghibta. This emotion is permissible in worldly matters. And some ulama say that it is even commendable in dini matters. Somebody is reading more tahajjud than you. Somebody is fasting more than you. Somebody is going in the path of Allah more than you. And you are impressed by it. You desire is created within you to compete with that person. You wish in your heart, Ya Allah, bless me with that also. You are envious in that sense. You don't want him to be harmed, but you want to also be blessed with that. That, they say, in dini matters, like I mentioned, is commendable. And in dunyawi matters, in worldly matters, got a new car, got a new home, whatever he got, opened a new business, doing very well, and you don't wish any harm for him, but you also want to prosper. That, ulama ikram say, is not encouraged, but it's permissible, so far as worldly matters are concerned. That is one explanation. Another explanation, la hasada illa fitnatain. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, hasad, haram, prohibited totally in all circumstances. But if Allah were to make it permissible, it would be permissible in these two things. In other words, this totally destructive emotion will be allowed, would have been, if it were ever going to be allowed or permissible, it would be in these two things. What this teaches us, how great these two ni'mats are. That Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, even that if ever I was going to allow you to be jealous, in this I would have allowed you to be jealous. What are these two things? The first, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, is that person whom Allah gave the Qur'an. In other words, Allah gave him the love of the Qur'an, the attachment of the Qur'an, and the knowledge of the Qur'an. He was what we call sahibul Qur'an, a person of the Qur'an. What is that? فَهُوَ يَقُومُ بِهِ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ وَآنَاءَ النَّهَارِ. Not, doesn't mean somebody who's just got a title, Hafiz or Mawlana or Qari. It's a person who is living, يَقُوم. He is literally living his life, abiding by the principles of the Qur'an, day and night. For example, what does it mean, live your life according to the dictates of the Qur'an? Allah says in the Qur'an, أَقِيمُ salah, not read salah, establish salah. This person's salah is in his life. آتُ الزَّكَاةِ, he discharges his zakat, he fulfills the right. Allah Ta'ala says, وَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. Worship Allah, become abid of Allah, do not ascribe partners with Allah. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Be kind, be compassionate to your parents. So, and what does it mean? يَقُومُ بِهِ. This quality is there in his life. He is a rahmat, a mercy to his parents, rather than one that is harming them. Example, Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ يَصِلُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَيُّوصَلُ. Allah commands you to cement and join family ties. This person is an embodiment of that. وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُبِ. Allah invokes you in the Qur'an on the rights of neighbors. This person is a source of blessing to his neighbors. Allah invokes you in the Qur'an. لَا تَأْكُلُ الرِّبَى. Do not consume riba and interest. This person's earnings are halal. He stays away from interest. This is يَقُومُ بِهِ آنَا اللَّيْلِ وَآنَا النَّهَارِ, and goes on. Whatever Allah has commanded in the Qur'an, this person makes every effort to live his life abiding by the principles of the Qur'an. My Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, if I was going to allow you to be jealous of anyone, I would have allowed you to be jealous of this person. This is such a great blessing which Allah Ta'ala gives anybody, that he is sahibul Qur'an, he is living his life according to the Qur'an. And the second, to complete the hadith, like I said, this hadith is passed. وَرَجُلٌ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ مَالًا فَهُوَ يُنْفِقُهُ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ وَآنَاءَ النَّهَارِ, is that person whom Allah gave wealth. Allah made him rich. But it's not like the rich people of dunya who are making israf, extravagant, wasting their wealth. Not like those who are hoarding their wealth. What is he doing that makes him worthy of being jealous of? What is or being envious of? What is he doing with his wealth? Rasulullah said, this man spends it upon people. Develop this quality of generosity day and night. And this hadith indirectly teaches us what? That the wealth, if you spend it day and night, is not going to get finished. If you spend it correctly, it's not going to get finished. Why? Because this is in fact a way of increasing your wealth. وَمَا أَنْفَقَتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ. Allah says, whatever you spend in my way, I'm going to give you back. In fact, not just give you back, give you according to Allah's shan. Allah will increase it upon you. Allah give us tawfiq, subhanAllah.